USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a measure to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all the Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all, and I said that I would support this if they reduced or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending, and it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical, and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now, and to just throw money around like that is typical Pelosi, frankly.
This is USA Radio News.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association, and while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
Drug maker Novavax says they are ready to begin a late-stage trial of their coronavirus vaccine. The company says it will enroll up to 30,000 volunteers in the U.S. and Mexico to receive the two-shot regimen. It had previously delayed the study twice as they dealt with issues in ramping up production. A late-stage study is already underway in the U.K., where preliminary data is expected in the first quarter of next year. Lawmakers in New York have advanced a measure to extend the moratorium on evictions in the state. The bill halts evictions and foreclosures for another 60 days and will allow people to apply for financial hardship waivers to delay proceedings until at least May. Governor Andrew Cuomo has said he will sign the bill when it hits his desk. And the House has passed a measure to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. The president had rejected the annual defense funding package because it did not contain a provision to remove some legal protections for tech companies. The Senate will take up the matter when they return to Washington on Tuesday and are expected to pass the override as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tennessee's governor says he's focused on helping Nashville businesses damaged and destroyed in the Christmas Day bombing to rebuild. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he's grateful no one other than the bomber was killed in the massive Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
The incredible work in a day when law enforcement need encouragement, they have given us encouragement by saving countless lives down there.
The Republican governor continues about the tremendous devastation the blast caused to local businesses that were already struggling because of the pandemic.
I see business owners with a new struggle, but we are starting today. We're beginning to determine ways that we're going to rebuild.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a man driving a truck that was playing a similar audio message to the one that the RV played before exploding in downtown Nashville is now facing charges. 33-year-old James Turgeon is charged with felony filing a false report and tampering with evidence after his truck was reported by several citizens near Lebanon, Tennessee. Officers pulled Turgeon over on a local highway Sunday to search the box truck for explosives. That effort closed down that roadway for several hours, but no explosives were found. Turgeon is being held on $500,000 bond. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.